Jeremiah chapter 41. And now it came to pass in the seventh month, Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, of the royal seed and the princes of the king, even 10 men with him, came to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, to Mizpah. And there they did eat bread together in Mizpah. And then Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, rose, and the 10 men that were with him, and struck Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, with the sword, and killed him, whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. Ishmael also killed all the Jews that were with him, with Gedaliah at Mizpah, and the Chaldeans that were found there, and the men of war. And it came to pass the second day after he had killed Gedaliah, that, and no man knew, that there came certain from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, 40 men, having their beards shaved, and their clothing rent, torn, and having cut themselves, with offerings and incense in their hand, to bring them to the house of Yahweh. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, went forth from Mizpah to meet them, weeping all along as he went. And it came to pass, as he met them, he said to them, "Come to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam." And it was, when they came into the midst of the city, that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah killed them, threw them into the midst of the pit, he and the men that were with him. But 10 men were found amongst them that said to Ishmael, "Do not kill us, because we have treasures in the field of wheat and barley and oil and honey." And so he held off and killed them not amongst their brethren. Now the pit in which Ishmael had thrown all the dead bodies of the men whom he had killed because of Gedaliah, it was which Asa the king had made for fear of Baasha, king of Israel, Ishmael the son of Nethaniah filled it with those that were killed. And then Ishmael carried away captive all the remainder of the people that were in Mizpah, the king's daughters, and all the people that remained in Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had committed to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam. And Ishmael the son of Nethaniah carried them away captive and departed to go over to the Ammonites. But when Yohanan the son of Kareah and all the captains of the forces that were with him heard of all the evil that Ishmael the son of Nethaniah had done, they then took all the men and went to fight with Ishmael the son of Nethaniah. And they found him near the great waters that are in Gibeon. And it happened, when all the people who were with Ishmael saw Yohanan the son of Kareah and all the captains of the forces that were with him, then were they glad. So all the people that Ishmael had carried away captive from Mizpah threw around and returned, and went to Yohanan the son of Kareah. But Ishmael the son of Nethaniah escaped from Yohanan with 8 men, and went to the Ammonites. And then Yohanan, the son of Kareah, took and all the captains of the forces that were with him, took all the remnant of the people whom he had recovered from Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, from Mizpah, after he had killed Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, mighty men of war, and the women, and the children, and the eunuchs, whom he had brought again from Gibeon, and they left, and they dwelt in the habitation of Himham, which is by Bethlehem, to go as you enter into Egypt. Because of the Chaldeans, because they were afraid of them, because Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had killed Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon made governor in the land. End of chapter.